Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. You will hear an interview with a woman called Sylvia Evans, who helps students with their career choices.
This morning, I'm speaking to Sylvia Evans about choosing a career in hairdressing.
Thanks. Yes, it's an exciting, creative profession, and I think one where we don't have to worry too much about technology taking away jobs. If you're often asked by friends how you manage to style your hair in a particular way, or what shampoo you use, it may well be that you have what it takes to start a career in this industry.
What makes it so exciting, Sylvia?
Well, hairdressers are really important for people who use them. When someone enters the shop, they're putting their trust in you to make them look and feel fantastic. A great style can have an enormous impact on how the customers feel about themselves. You want them to leave the shop with a smile on their face.
And what about pay?
Salaries will be different from one hairdresser's to the next, but you can expect to earn a pretty good salary. Of course, this will depend on your level of experience. However, how much you earn can also be due to how popular you become with the customers. A hairdresser who attracts people to the shop will be a favourite with the boss and will be in a strong position to ask for a pay rise.
I suppose young people need qualifications.
Actually, it's possible to enter the profession without any qualifications, but it will be an advantage to do a course at college. You can choose to focus on hairdressing or take a course in other areas of the industry as well. This is an excellent idea, as the more skills you have, the more popular you will be for an employer.
Are there any other things to consider?
Apart from qualifications, you'll need to show you're good at communicating. You must be able to listen to your customers' requests, offer good advice, and be someone they might want to share a problem with. You should also be the kind of person who can see what jobs need doing when things are quiet and get them done.
And what about your career?
It depends. Some people continue working in hairdressing, but often move from one shop to the next. Some go on to work in the theatre or the film industry, though there's a lot of competition for these jobs. There are also enormous opportunities for people who want to start their own business.
Now listen again.
This morning, I'm speaking to Sylvia Evans about choosing a career in hairdressing.
Thanks. Yes, it's an exciting, creative profession, and I think one where we don't have to worry too much about technology taking away jobs. If you're often asked by friends how you manage to style your hair in a particular way, or what shampoo you use, it may well be that you have what it takes to start a career in this industry.
What makes it so exciting, Sylvia?
Well, hairdressers are really important for people who use them. When someone enters the shop, they're putting their trust in you to make them look and feel fantastic. A great style can have an enormous impact on how the customers feel about themselves. You want them to leave the shop with a smile on their face.
And what about pay?
Salaries will be different from one hairdresser's to the next, but you can expect to earn a pretty good salary. Of course, this will depend on your level of experience. However, how much you earn can also be due to how popular you become with the customers. A hairdresser who attracts people to the shop will be a favourite with the boss and will be in a strong position to ask for a pay rise.
I suppose young people need qualifications.
Actually, it's possible to enter the profession without any qualifications, but it will be an advantage to do a course at college. You can choose to focus on hairdressing or take a course in other areas of the industry as well. This is an excellent idea, as the more skills you have, the more popular you will be for an employer.
Are there any other things to consider?
Apart from qualifications, you'll need to show you're good at communicating. You must be able to listen to your customers' requests, offer good advice, and be someone they might want to share a problem with. You should also be the kind of person who can see what jobs need doing when things are quiet and get them done.
And what about your career?
It depends. Some people continue working in hairdressing, but often move from one shop to the next. Some go on to work in the theatre or the film industry, though there's a lot of competition for these jobs. There are also enormous opportunities for people who want to start their own business.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to write your answers on the answer sheet. That is the end of the test.